And really, I'm in agreement as well. I don't understand it. I actually made an argument of why Najee Harris wouldn't even be my 101 in rookie draft. So I'm definitely not liking him at this RB11 price. Overall, he's being drafted at his ceiling, guys. Like, do you know how we're talking about the other guys and being drafted at their floor? Probably he's being drafted at his ceiling, and there are guys who are going behind him that I love ahead of him. Like, I love Antonio Gibson before him. I love Clyde Edwards-Helaire before him. And you can make the argument for DeAndre Swift and another guy we're going to probably talk about a little bit later, so that they should all be going ahead of him either. The Steelers were 30th in rushing attempts last year, last in rushing yards, last in yards per attempt. And then their best run blocker on that terrible run blocking line is now in Baltimore, and Andrew Villanueva. So I just don't really see where this is really coming from. I understand people have done it with bad offensive lines before, but that was Saquon Barkley. And I'm not saying that Najee Harris is on the level that Saquon Barkley is on. So I think this is just too high for me. I can't see myself having too many shares of Najee Harris this season at this ADP.